Here come the Comets, leading by two. Left side of the forecourt, LaVoy leans in. Big shot, good. Good use of the body by Tino LaVoy.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfies. It's the WEOL Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford Boys High School basketball preview. Second time in 3 nights that we've been here. We were here on Monday night for the girls preview. Had a great turnout on the girls side. And, man, the boys coaches have shown up in full force as well as we get ready for the 16-17 boys high school basketball season. 44-game schedule on WEOL and WEOL.com. So, Rob, by the time we get through tournament time, we'll be right up there with the Cavs. About, well, maybe not 82, but we're going to be pretty close to 60-65.
Especially, and then you throw in the girls. Definitely we'll have an NBA-type season. And Jared might lose some more hair with all those games that he'll be at this year.
If he shows up at the right gym this year.
That's always a key.
Yes.
That's
the key. Jared Wingate Kozar. He sends me to the wrong streets. He goes to the wrong gyms. This is what I work with. Pat Bray, this is what I work with. Pat Bray, head coach of Amherst, joining us here at the table at Wolfie's as we continue to talk boys high school basketball. And, Coach, we had Alan Januzzi on a few moments ago, and I was talking about that second year as the head coach. Now, he had experience as a head coach at other stops, so he knew what that was all about. But the comfort level of not only the second year, but the second year as a head coach. How different is it right now than it was a year ago?
I get myself not yelling as much in practice, trying to get, you know, so many things are in this year that, you know, last year this time we didn't have. You know, we did a lot of basketball over the summer. So now, I mean, it's not about trying to put things in. It's just about refining them and making them better, you know. So it is a little more relaxing. You know, you understand what it's all expected of you as far as off the court, and then on the court it gets a lot easier. So.
And the kids know
what
to expect. Just system-wise, is there a much more higher comfort level?
Oh, yeah, a lot more higher comfort level. But coming from the JV where I had all those kids, they knew a lot what was expected from me. And, you know, and I know what's expected of them. So, you know, it plays a lot into it. Our practice is a lot more laid back this year. You know, even though we've only been there, you know, a week or not even a week yet, but you know, 5-6 days, it's a lot you know, more laid back. We get things in, and you know, it's not trying to stress the little things because they know the little things. Now we got to try to get to the big things.
Key guys that you're welcoming back, or perhaps a newcomer or two?
No one new. Welcoming back Johnny Matakovich, you know, my shooting guard. You know, he plays the point, but you know, he can shoot it when he gets going. Carter Zakowski, a legit 6'4 for me. I know that doesn't usually happen in Amherst, but we got a legit 6'4.
See, a move in?
He more or less just moved up. He kept going up. So, you know, and I mean, he had a great summer. Carter's just been playing, I mean, phenomenal for me over the summer. Then I have Garrig Gabry coming back, and Alec Demakia. Alec Demakia's got to be 6'3 now. I mean, he's grown a little bit more, too. So I've got those four returning that got a lot of time last year. And then I bring a couple guys from the JV that were down there that had big minutes down there. And now they're going to do some good things for me. I've got Jaden Sledge, who's just getting stronger and stronger every day. He plays the point for me and plays the two guard. And then I got Lavelle Hall. Lavelle Hall's a nice kid coming up, probably about 6'2", getting close to 6'3". And then I got a Ryan Risco, another 6'3 kid. So starting to get some height. And then another guy got back that, you know, he's just, to me, he's like my solid. He is Chad Jones. It's that kid that does everything the right way. You know, he boxes out. He, you know, he gets everyone in the right position for defense, and it just keeps rolling from there. We've got a solid nucleus this year.
And it sounds like you have some depth.
Yeah. No, and then it goes to, we've got 10 guys on the team, and the last guy is Nick Caron, who, you know, he played some JV minutes for us last year, and he's another guy that, He's a scrapper, not a big kid, but he's a scrapper, and he's going to get some minutes, too, coming off the bench. And that's what we talked about in practice today. It wasn't like we had one group in there and then threw a couple others. We had two groups that it just, you know, we'd throw some different pieces at it, but both groups would just go at it hard, and they get after in practice. And that's what we like to see.
What's the biggest thing you learned last year to help you for this year?
I would have to say the biggest thing from last year is, you know, not trying to do too much too soon. You know, last year we tried to, you know, my first year I was trying to get everything and get this going and make them do this. And you know, at the varsity level, you know, you got to sometimes step back and, you know, you got to take one step back and try to get two steps forward. And, you know, I was trying to, you know, we were trying to do a different defense every night. I shouldn't say every night, trying to do a different defense, you know, here and there. And it just wasn't, instead of getting good at one thing, we were just okay at, a few things. And so we learned that, I learned that we got to get good at something first before we can try to go to that next step. And we've been doing that all summer long.
Now, obviously, the win total wasn't what you would want it to be, but a lot of these young kids that you just referenced got some great experience last year.
No doubt about it, and that's what I see coming back.
So what are the goals? What are the expectations for this year? Even if it's not necessarily a win number, what are you just looking for as far as improvement is concerned?
Well, first of all, our improvement is to the points against average, it gets down. I mean, last year, scoring 82 points and losing. Scoring 70 a couple times and losing. You know, we proved that we could put it in the basket. We just couldn't defend last year. So that's been our big thing. You know, we talked about it. We haven't sat down. We're going to sit down here on Friday and discuss our team goals. And I've already told them, you know, we've got to get that points allowed really down, because last year I think we averaged giving up 59 points a game. I mean, it was a bunch. And, you know, then we were averaging scoring like 52. So that's not a bad average score. I try to tell you, if you score, you know, high 40s, low 50s, you should be in the ball game. Well, we were scoring 70s and still losing. So, you know, that's our goal. Our goal is to defend better, you know, to protect our rim.
How do you go about doing that? And obviously, the points you're talking about, you've got to. Is that better man-to-man? Is it better zone? Is it a combination of things? What do you need it to be better at?
I think it's just a better team defense. You know, last year, we're going to like to, you know, we're going to get after you. We're going to do some jumping, running, and we're also going to do some zone pressing. But, you know, as a team, no matter what we do, we got to do it as a team. And, you know, two guys go over, one guy doesn't rotate, and all of a sudden the guy wide open down the middle, layup, and, you know, that kills. We can't afford to have two guys working their butts off and then someone allow a guy to go right down the middle for a layup. And so that's what we went up to Adrian, Michigan over the summer for a team camp. And, I mean, we got closer far as family-wise, too. I remember the first night up there, we played four games, legit full games, and afterwards they called me and said, "Coach, can we have pizza?" And I said, "Sure, order it, I'll go get it." So they ordered it, I went and got it, and I said, "Where are you guys at?" And they said, "We're over here behind the commons, sitting out back." I walked back there, they got this little water fountain deal with a fire pit in the middle of it, and there's my whole team just sitting there just, you know, having a good time, just bonding, and it was just something nice to see, and it's gone a long ways from there.
And that will go a long way toward improvement, because you have to have that chemistry.
Right.
That being said, how daunting is the SWC? You got to look at that and go, man, we got to win some more games. Where the heck are we going to win more games? I mean, and not that those teams are that much better than you, but that conference.
And that's what we talk about.
It's just grueling.
Yeah, and, you know, as we say, you know, we went up to Adrian, and we did well. But we also said, this isn't the SWC teams. This is an SWC team, so we can't get satisfied. We got to now raise the bar a little higher and get after it.
Wow. Well, I imagine you're excited to get going. I can see it in your face. I can hear it in your voice.
I love this. You know, that's, you know, I bring my wife and my family out to this because it's almost like the Last Supper. You know, we get it together tonight, and then, you know, my wife says, "Her, you know, good seeing you, honey. You know, I'll see you around, you know, March." And, you know, that's I got a great woman there. She does everything for me, and, you know, she lives with me through the hard and, you know, the good times. So.
But I don't know which one of these guys roaming around here is Judas. That's what I want to know.
I want to say one more thing. We've been in the weight room for 2 months now, and you'll see, and I keep telling Lavelle Hall, I don't know if you remember him from our JV last year, but he was a tall, lanky kid. Just, you know, he's got definition in his arms now. He's put on 12 pounds of muscle, and, you know, we're just getting stronger too. So it's got to pay off someplace down the line.
It's amazing as a head coach. I know as broadcasters, you walk into that gym the first time, and you look at guys that played last year, and you're like, that is not the same kid. Those growth spurts,
yes,
from freshman to sophomore, sophomore to junior years, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Now, some of it's weight room, but just some of it's natural growth spurts.
And you're going to see that. I mean, Ryan Ritzko, he was a freshman last year, sophomore this year. He went from about 6'1 to 6'3. You know, he's tipping that.
Filled out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to see that we're finally getting some of that and getting some athletes that, you know, can, you know, muscle their way through this instead of, like you said, the SWC. Oh, you know, last
you better
year,
muscle your way through
exactly. Last year, we took our bumps and bruises, and this year I think we're going to give some out.
There you go. Hey, man, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Looking forward to seeing you out there on the hardwood this year.
Hey, thank you, and I appreciate everything you guys do. You guys do a great job.
Enjoy the Last Supper.
I will do that.
Pat Bray at his Last Supper tonight here at Wolfie's and joining us on AM 930 WEOL. Again, our basketball preview presented by Nick Abraham, Leary of Ford. Coming back, more coaches to talk to. Stay with us on AM 930 and Rob online
at WEOL.com.